We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Zayin, and we made a haschala on the sugya of Avon Beis. We started the sugya. We are there. The Gemara says that after you make bdikas chametz, you have to make a bittel. And the Gemara asked that perurim doesn't need a bittel. So Gemara says you need a bittel just in case you might find a good-looking piece of cake and you don't want to destroy it. So you're not going to destroy it. You're going to have it around. Now, therefore, you have to make bittel in order to be oyver by yirah by yamatzah. So Gemara says, why do you have to do it right after the bdikas chametz? Do it right by the sixth hour, right before Tom's Yisrefa. Do it then. So Gemara answers on top of Daf Zayin, since right now it's also the rice, midrabanan to eat it, so it becomes like a deraisa, which is also bahana. And just like by deraisa, also bahana, you can't be mevatel anymore because it's not considered your possession anymore. The same thing by issa derabanan. And the Gemara brings an idea, a raya, from Rav Gidol Amarav. The Amarav Gidol Amarav, Amarav Chia by Yosef Amarav. Three lines from the top. The Amarav Gidol Amarav Chia by Yosef Amarav, HaMekadesh Meshei Shoyes V'mayla. The halacha is you kadesh isha with kesef or shava kesef, something that's worth money. It's also kedushin. So let's say you gave a woman, after the sixth hour started, you gave him chite, a fill of chite kordonaisa. You gave him chite kordonaisa. The chite kordonaisa are wheat that grows on Hare Ararat, on a certain mountain, that they're very hard, and you would think that even though water dripped on it, it wouldn't become chametz, but even that, you worried it's chametz. And it's only from 6 hours, and in the sixth hour, it's only midrabanan. Still, the halach is in choshen lekedushin. Why? Because asa ba'ana, and the chiddush here is, even though there's two derabanans, first of all, it's only derabanan the time of eating, after 6 hours, and chiti kodanaisa also, it's only achshash, only derabanan, still, there is no kedushin because the rabbanon have a power to be mafkir yamani, like Rashi says, hefker bezin hefker, and they say this is not yours anymore. It's also bahana, and called him a kaddish daiter rabbanon makaddish. Therefore, it's not a kedushin. Taisus learns that this memra is talking about even in the time of deraisa, because he holds two derabanans taka would be allowed. We're just bringing a right here that the rabbanon alone is also bahana, like chiti kodanaisa. But according to Taisus, talking about after 6 hours, Taisus is printed on vav and bezin in the bottom. But upon him, what you see here is that Issad Rabbanon, even by Issad Rabbanon, is already also bahana, and you can't do bittul anymore. Therefore, you can't do bittul by the sixth hour. Right, the Gemara, the Basa is surely matzav vatalei. After already Yontav started, and it was also bahana, you can't do bittul. I'll show you in a brisa, not like that. But Tanya learned in a brisa. Hayoshev Vismedish, you're learning in the Vismedish. From this guy, then you remember, Shiash Chametz Vesech Beitzah, you have Chametz in your house. And what could you do? The only thing you could do is a vatle believer, you're a vatle in your heart. Echad Shabbos, echad Yontav. Say Shabbos, Yontav. So Bishlam is Shabbos, Meshkachas Lot, still Erev Pesach, Gun Shechal Arva Osalias for Shabbos. That the Erev Pesach landed on Shabbos, so it's possible to say the story is on Shabbos. And the Lachas do Bittel. El Yontav, Yontav has to be Yontav of Pesach. And saying, I could do Bittel. Bosu Yisuru, how can you do Bittel? We just said now that you cannot do Bittel after Zmana Issa Chilas Chometz. And if it says over here, you could do bittul b'libo. So what's going on over here? Chometz is not in your rishus anymore. So Mara answers, Omer v'achav v'yakov, shemak ataras. Hachav v'talmud yoshev v'nei rabbi v'skinu. We're talking about a talmud sitting in front of his rebbe, so he can't leave. But Niska remembers, just isom v'gugel v'sech v'esai. He remembered he was wanting to make matzahs, and he had a dough that was kneaded in his house, but now he left it by mistake, and it might become chometz. So m'syari shem atachmetz, maybe it will become chometz. Maybe someone will forget to put it into the oven right away. So there, kodum avatale, mekami atachmetz. He's avatale right now before it becomes chametz. And that works, because the only reason why you can't do bittul on Yontav is because since it's chametz already, it's also bahana, so it's not in your possession. But if it's before it became chametz, then you could do bittul. So here, before it became chametz, you mevatel it. And dekanami, takamashma, we're talking about such a case. Why? The Tani Yosef is medrash. Shmamino. It said you were sitting in this medrash. It's mashba, if you be home, there'll be another option besides Vata Believer. What do you mean? It's on Pesach, you have Chametz. What's the other option? It's on Yontav. Teretz is, I was talking about a case where it wasn't Chametz yet and I could bake it. If I was home, I could bake it. But here was a Talmud for Rabbi, you couldn't go home to put it into the oven. So here's Mevatla, well, it's not Chametz yet. And Avada on Shabbos, you have to say it's on Shabbos of Erev Pesach. Because Shabbos is no option. You can't bake something on Shabbos. So when it says Shabbos Yontav, Shabbos is only a case where it was Chametz already, but here was Erev Yontav, so you could do Bittul. And Yontav was talking about you could do Bittul. You know why? Because before it became Chametz. And that's why you can't go home to cook it because you're in this Medrash. You can't bake it. So Hakapanim, that's what comes out, Maskana, that what we do is we do Bikas Chametz, then we do Bittul. And on Perurim, we don't have to do Bittul. Actually, I just want to speak out that Legabi Bedika on Perurim is a big machlokes achronim if you have to do Bedika on Perurim. It's only, this Gemara is only mavuyer that on crumbs, you don't have to do Bittul, because Loi Chashivi, so you don't have to do Bittul. But what about Bedika on crumbs? That's already a machlokes achronim. And halakha l'maisa is that for sure crumbs that are dirty, you do not have to check for. And crumbs that are edible, you do have to check for. And they say, like a Cheerio size crumb, it's halakha l'maisa, it's not in the Gemara, that's the Hayin Tekabayim say, that size crumb, you do have to. The bitl of either works that by itself, but out checking because they might come to eat it, so you do have to check for that size crumb. So, the Gemara, Amar Rav Baravuna Amar Rav, a pas sheifsha. You have here a bread basket, and in it is a piece of bread that got spoiled. It's still edible, but it's spoiled enough that you can't tell if it's matzah or chametz. You can't tell. Kivin sherabsa matzah mutaris. If this basket is mostly used for matzah, it's a matzah basket, then it's a mutter. You go by the rav. So you want to analyze what exactly is the case. Hechidami, what exactly is the case? If you knew this bread was chametz, kiribsa matzah mayava. It doesn't help to say that you use it mostly for matzah. I knew this piece is chametz. Obviously, it doesn't work. You're not sure. You don't know what it's chametz. You can't tell anymore. You can't tell if it's chametz or matzah. So pray to Gemara, then you don't have to come on to Rav. My ear can rip some matzah, the use of matzah. I feel kaloy rip some matzah. Even use of a chametz basket. Here, Nami, nezel bas basra. You should go bas to the last thing. Because the derech is that you always take out the oldest bread first because you don't want it to get spoiled. So you can assume this bread, if it's in the basket, it's the last thing you used it, which is matzah. And also Rashi adds on, you may have digas chametz. And I'll bring you a raya, you always go bas to basra. From a famous Mishnah, Milay Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah in Shkalim, Moyes Shnimtzu Fesoche Behema. You find money in front of the people who sell behemoths in Yerushalayim, La Oyla Maisa. That money is always Maisa Sheni. Why? Because people bring a lot of Maisa Sheni money to Yerushalayim, because you only like to eat Maisa Sheni money in Yerushalayim. Now, when before they leave, there's no way to use up all that money. So what they do is they give away the money to people there for like, you know, 80 cents on the dollar. And they use their mice training money in Yerushalayim. It has to be used for something that's edible, it's food. So you used to buy behemoths. You buy your steak for Shabbos and Yom Tov with this mice training money. So most money found in front of the behemoth sellers are mice training. Baharabayis, money found in Harabayis is chulim. It's because you go bust the roi for the whole year, it's chulim. And most of the year, money is chulim. Birushalayim, in the streets of Yerushalayim, shasa regal. But just the oil regal, then you know it's my shiny money. But shiny my shana, you assume it's chula money. But Amar Rav Shmaya Bar Zera, my time, what's pshat? In Yerushalayim, you go bust to the latest thing, and Harabayis, you say you go bust to Roy. What's the difference? So the Gemara explains, Hoyle Vishukir Vishalayim, Asuyan Schabat Bechol Yoim. The meaning was, they swept the floor every day in Yerushalayim, keep it neat. On the Harabayis, they didn't sweep it. Why not? For two reasons. Rashi, two reasons. First of all, it was a hill, so all the dust rolled down. And second of all, people usually don't go up with the Avak Shagar Av. They only wear shoes on the Harabayis. So therefore, it wasn't so dusty. They didn't sweep the streets. But in Yerushalayim, swept the streets, so every day's money is swept up that day. So then it depends on the season. Alma, I mean, kame azim halachrinu. We see from here that if you find something, and there's a reason to say that it's the latest one. You always go by the latest one. You see, by the Maisa Sheni money, that in Yerushalayim, street to Yerushalayim, if it's a man of regal, you never want Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim, Maisa Sheni money, that's most of the money in town. And the whole year round, the residents, by them it's not Maisa Sheni money, you go watch the chulim, because you go watch the latest thing. So here also, Achinami, Neima, Kama, Kama, Ozol, Vahai Dizinuhu. You should say that this, it's on the second day of Pesach, you found the Pashiv, for sure it's matzah, because you probably took everything else out. So Gemara answers, Shani Hacha, the reason why here you need Rav is because here you couldn't go watch the latest thing. Why? They pusha mechichala. Since it's spoiled, looks old, we see it's old, we assume it's from a four Pesach, so it must be chametz. Afraid to Gemara, if that's the case, pusha mechichala, if it's so spoiled, looks like it's old, ki ripsa matzah mai, it's moldy, ki ripsa matzah mai hava. So what does it help if you use a matzah? Mai says it's old. Amarava. Late time, you're not reading like this, Sharibsa matzah, that usually a lap of matzah. That's not what it means. Ela'ima Sharabu Yemei Matzah Elohu. What it says in this memory is that Pashif Shakivan Sharibsa matzah means there's a lot of days of Pesach already, so it must be, it could be from Pesach, even though it's a little bit moldy, but it's already 5 days of Pesach already. Frank the Mariah Chepshita, and then it's Pashut. You always go by the last thing, and I eat some moldy, you have 5 days of Pesach already. Lotzricha de Pusha Maruba, it's very moldy. So now the tema, given the push of Aruba, since it's very moldy, glowing mills of the Vade Chametz Mayu, it must be from before Pesach, and it's Chametz. Kamash Malon, Kivan to Rabbi Yimei Matzah Eloi. Since there's enough days of Pesach to pass by, Amrino, and I'll tell you why it looks very spoiled. Amrino called Yom Yom Anamach Mima Offa. Every day they baked fresh matzah, Veshadu Eloi, and they put it on top of this bread basket. The Ipshat Tvei, and the bottom one, which was matzah, got very, very moldy. And therefore, you could still be go Basar Rav. And go Basar Rav, Rabu Yimei Matzah. Basar Rav means most of the days of Pesach, because it's very spoiled. We have an excuse for that. And therefore, we could go back to that and assume that this is Matzah. And especially, like Rashi says, he did a Bdikas Chametz. So we should have no reason to think that it's Matzah. It's Chametz, and we can assume it is Matzah. Freit the Gemara, we just came out that we go Basar the Basar. We go Basar the latest thing that happened. Tomorrow asks, Mi has Lino Basar Basar about Tayyan Lutra Braisa? Rav Yosi bar Yehuda Imer, Teva Shnestam Shuboy Moyes. If you have here a money drawer that you use for Moyes Chulin or Moyes Maisa, and you find now some money, not sure what it is, Moyes Chulin or Moyes Maisa. So it depends. Imroiv Chulin, if most of the money in this drawer is Chulin, so it's Chulin. Imroiv Maisa. Freit the Gemara, my lady's the boss of Basra. Why don't you go boss the last thing you put in, the last thing you use it for? Use the basket, this drawer, the latest things. If it's my shiny money, then it's my shiny money. Chul money, chul money. Why don't you go boss of Basra? So Gemara has three truths. Omer v'nachma Yitzchok. 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 Therefore, you have to go boss of Raif. That's one shot. Use this drawer for both money at the same time. You had a pile on one side of Maisa Sheni money and a pile on one side of Maisa Chulin money. And here, now you're not sure where this money is from, so you can assume it came from the Rav. Which is a stickle of Chiddush, because I don't know if they call the Parash Ruah Parash when you have a Kavua, but I didn't see anyone who asked the question. So somehow you go bust the Rav and you have two piles. Even the same day, like Rashi. It's not the same day, you use it for two things. A papa, a third shot. Going to Ashkach Vaguma. You found this money in the crack in the drawer. So here it's very possible this is here from 3 days ago. So even if you use it today for my shame money, maybe it's chulin, or the opposite. Since it looks like it was here for a while, therefore you could assume that maybe it was the other one. So you go bus arrive, and that's the halacha. You let it go bus arrive, and if it's arrive chulin, it's chulin. If it's arrive meiser, it will be meiser.